Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There are three great festivals of the Christian church year: Christmas, Easter, and today's festival of Pentecost. And during these festivals, it's quite common for us to consider the significance of them. Therefore, with Christmas, we learn how very changed the universe has become by God becoming one of us and joining himself to our human race and being born of the Virgin Mary. By this union of God and man in Jesus Christ, we have been intertwined with God himself. At Easter, we consider the way that Jesus achieved atonement and justification for all people, for all sinners. He suffered and died on the cross on Good Friday. He rose from the dead on Easter. Because of him, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and rise again to new life. So what about Pentecost? Well, before we speak about its significance for us, perhaps we better briefly speak about what happened. Whereas most people can tell you what Christmas and Easter are about, they get a little hazy with the events of Pentecost. The timeline goes like this. On Easter Sunday, Jesus rose from the dead. After that, he appeared to his disciples on many occasions in rather unusual ways. He didn't really walk down the streets like he used to. He appeared to his disciples in an upper room, although the doors and windows were locked. And in another time, he met two of his disciples while they were walking on the road, but they didn't recognize who he was. For 40 days, Jesus did this kind of thing, and then he ascended into heaven. And then 10 days later, 50 days after Jesus rose from the dead, is when the events happened that we heard about in Acts. The disciples and many Jews from around the world were gathered together in Jerusalem, and the reason why they were there is because it was the Old Testament festival of weeks. While they were all gathered together, there was a strange blowing of wind, tongues of flame, the ability to speak in languages that they had not learned. And Peter testified about the only Savior of the world, whom these Jews had crucified 7 weeks prior. Peter told them that although they had crucified Jesus, the Lord of glory, that they and their children should believe in him, be baptized, and be saved. And so it was that 3,000 were baptized that day. Thereafter, they continued to gather to hear God's word, to pray, to eat together, and to grow in grace. These are the events of Pentecost. Now, what is the significance of Pentecost? There are two things that are especially important. First, we learn more about the Holy Spirit. And second, we learn more about the Christian church. We'll begin with the Holy Spirit. Pentecost is a festival that is dedicated to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. He proceeds from the Father and the Son. And with the word Spirit, we might just think of an energy or a force. And that's not altogether wrong, because most certainly the Holy Spirit works within a person. But this Spirit is not just an energy, he is true God, just as much God as the Father and the Son. With the three persons of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit is not talked about as much. The Bible has much more to say about the other two persons of the Trinity, the Father and the Son. The prayers that we pray in church are most often addressed to the Father. There are some that are addressed to Jesus, much less so to the Holy Spirit. Our chief hymn today is unusual in the way that it is addressed to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Ghost, God and Lord. The vast majority of our hymns are not addressed to the Holy Spirit. And this is not by accident. It is not dishonoring the Holy Spirit. It's a recognition of the Holy Spirit's proper work. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit manifests himself in the rushing wind and the ability to speak in languages and the divided flames of fire. But of whom does the Apostle Peter speak when he stands up to address the crowd? He does not speak to the Holy Spirit so much as he does to the second person of the Trinity. He urges the people to call on that name that is given above all other names, so that they too may be saved. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit's choosing, some of them believe, are baptized, and are saved. Others remain in their unbelief. The Holy Spirit saves, and the way he does it is by creating faith in Jesus with his almighty power. So the Holy Spirit is always pointing to Jesus as the Savior of mankind. This brings us to our second point today. At Pentecost, we learn more about the Christian church. The Christian church is the Holy Spirit's own creation. The Christian church consists of all those individuals who believe that Jesus is their Savior from the devil, from death, and from hell. By the preaching of God's word, the Holy Spirit creates this faith in Christ. This is the only way that a person can become a Christian. Being a member of a congregation does not make a person a Christian. There are no works that a person can do to become a Christian. The only way that someone can be a Christian is by God's action, the Holy Spirit's action, in announcing God's grace in Jesus Christ and causing them to believe it. The Holy Spirit creates Christians by preaching, by baptizing, by the giving of Jesus' body and blood in the sacrament. Now notice that as a Christian congregation, these are the very things that we do. I suppose that the sky is the limit for what a congregation could do. I suppose a congregation could teach math, be an amusement park, cure cancer, or bring about world peace. These are not what Jesus has given to us. Frankly, even curing cancer or bringing about world peace are not nearly important enough. Something more important happens with the preaching of Christ the crucified, with baptism, and with the Lord's Supper. The Holy Spirit works in these things by his almighty power to make sinners trust in Christ. Thereby, the devil is defeated with all his lies, and hell is shut, heaven is opened, and people are made into children of God with Jesus as their brother. There is nothing higher or more important than this, not even curing cancer or world peace. Now, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if some of you might be thinking, he's drunk, or something along those lines. He doesn't know what he's talking about. These other things, curing cancer, world peace, they're more important. And how can water or bread and wine do such great things? How can a humble little building with ordinary people have the Holy Spirit in it? Well, not everybody was converted on Pentecost either, as you heard in our reading from Acts. So it doesn't really matter what people think. What is important is God's action. The Holy Spirit, who was at work at Pentecost and who saved those people, is the same Holy Spirit who is at work today among us. Through the preaching of Christ, the Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. Things of cosmic importance happen right here. The devil is renounced. The one true God is embraced. Sinners are given the true body and blood of the Savior for the forgiveness of their sins. The Holy Spirit is to be praised for doing this work to you and among us as a congregation. We began today by speaking about the relevance of the three great Christian festivals. Christmas is important because God becomes one of us so that we could become children of God through Him. Easter is important because this is the way that sinners are redeemed and set free from the law that otherwise cries out for our death and would drag us into hell. Pentecost is also very relevant and important. In Pentecost, you see how the Holy Spirit distributes Christ's salvation and how it is received by the Holy Spirit's power in those whom He has chosen to receive His grace. The Holy Spirit continues to do this very work today among us. Come, Holy Spirit, God and Lord, with all your graces now outpoured on each believer's heart and mind, your fervent love to them impart. Alleluia, alleluia.